Now, I am going to read a passage of Scripture. And I am this morning going to just do something that those of you who are in the adult Bible class, Clark England teaches it at the 9 o'clock hour in the sliding glass door room. You've been going through Isaiah. And those of you who know about Isaiah know that there are some spectacular prophecies about the coming Messiah. For example, in Isaiah chapter 7, one of the most famous, if not the most famous, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. And if you've read in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, this is pointed out as this was a prophetic foretelling of the coming Messiah, Jesus, who was born, and we celebrate his birth at Christmas, which is coming up. There are other prophecies here that are similar to this in chapters 9 and chapter 11. Let me just read you from chapter 11. Then a shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, a poetic way of saying that there's going to be this child born from the line of David. Jesse was the father of David. A branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what his eyes sees, nor make a decision by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he will judge the poor. And it goes on. And as you read this, you think, okay, yes, this is referring to our Messiah. But did he do that all when he was here? And you think, well, wait a minute. He actually didn't come to judge the first time. He actually came to die. All of the Jews were looking for somebody who would defeat the Romans, but he didn't do that. And what the prophet Isaiah does here is he looks forward in time, and as it is, he sees a peak, and there was a valley of time behind it, and another peak, and a valley of time, and what he sees coming happened and has not yet happened. For the Messiah was born, but his first coming was as the Lamb of God. But he shall return as the Lion of Judah. And there is a difference here. The same person who has risen from the dead and ascended to heaven, and we are instructed by the prophet expectantly to give thanks to him. And right after the passage that I was just reading from in Isaiah 11, we read these words. And if you want to follow along, there are Bibles in the pews. You have a phone or an iPad or something. Isaiah 12 reads this way. Then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. For although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Therefore, you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. Isn't that a beautiful saying? And in that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Make them remember his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. We are already in the Christmas season. Have you gone shopping at, Costco or whatever, Sam's, you know, Walmart, anywhere. Christmas. It's everywhere, isn't it? That's because we're materialists, okay? Everybody wants to make money, and the sooner you can get people parting with it, the better for the people in business. But listen, the two are connected. We give thanks to the Lord expectantly because our Savior has come. He was born. He lived. He died. He rose. He ascended. And God be praised, He is coming again. So we have something awesome to be giving thanks for today. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do at this point, I'm going to ask for somebody to go ahead and stand up and be the first one. I'd like you to come down the outside aisles if you would like to share. And what I will do is I'll try to adjust the microphone or hand it to you or something so that you have a chance to give thanks to the Lord. But this is a time for you. I am not preaching a sermon. You just got it. So I want to invite you, go ahead, come on down. And I'm going to also ask you just to join me in singing a chorus. Go ahead, you can get up if you want to. You don't have to wait until there's 10 minutes of silence. How many of you know the chorus, "Thank You, Lord"? How many know that? "Thank You, Lord." Oh, come on. "Thank You, Lord." I don't want to sing a solo here, but I do want to sing this song. So, are some of you, what are you, you have your shoulder hurting or something? You can't get your hand up? If you know this song, will you join me in singing it right now? "Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free." And Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to You for parting with Your Son, that You sent Him from heaven and You sent Him to earth, to a place that was cold and dark and shrouded in sin. And He, as the light to the world, came, lived a perfect life, and gave His life for us. Thank You for raising Him from the dead, and thank You that He is now in heaven and will one day return. We look forward to that day. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you start.
You ready? What do you want to say? What are you thankful for?
Just wait.
In case y'all missed that, she said pterodactyls and dinosaurs. I'm really thankful to be an aunt to you. You know that? Yeah.
Well, thank the Lord for pterodactyls and dinosaurs because of the oil industry which they have produced. Is that okay? All right, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Clara, and I'm thankful for my pet, Cindy Lou Who. She's a Maltipoo. Darcy, he's really old. Guinea pigs. Ginger, we think she's older than Cinnamon. Cinnamon, she thinks she's younger.
Elizabeth, can you interpret that? Two guinea pigs. Thank you. That's great. Thank you. Okay, come on out. Go ahead.
My name is Giselle. I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for Jesus. I am thankful for to be blessed. And I am thankful for dogs.
Thank you. Okay, we're getting our kids really are jumping to the fore. This is self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, the adults are not quite as thankful. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mommy and daddy and my sister.
Is your sister here?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm thankful for my family because they all take care of me. Thank you for the whole hug.
Okay, yeah. What was that again?
God help us again.
God help us again. Probably. That's really... Okay. Yes.
I'm thankful for Mom and Dad. What?
Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, we're getting this off to an interesting start here. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm one of the oldest kids here. And I think every one of you knows that there's a kid in you somewhere. And I pray that never disappears. So I was driving here this morning, I was trying to think of, Lord, what should I talk about? What should I be thankful for? And as I thought about it, you know, for all of us, all you need to do is read the news, and it's like living in chaos. A swollen river, I was thinking of a few years back when the Guadalupe was just, the rains came and just was washing people away. The Blanco River, the same thing a few years back. And I've spent a few sleepless nights just wondering what's going on. In fear at times. But the thing that I'm thankful for, the more that I've thought about it, the more that I've asked the Lord about it, is to realize that I have a rock, Jesus Christ. In the midst of the maelstrom that we're dealing with, I find myself clinging to him and his word more than I ever have in my life. And I've been a believer for over 40 years at this point. And I just thank the Lord for giving us Jesus Christ. You read in the Gospels, you see his character, his love, every aspect, and it just stands in such stark contrast to what we see everywhere else, even in my own heart at times. I'm just thankful for Jesus.
I'm thankful for my whole family. I have lots of aunts and uncles and cousins. I even have so many, I can't even name them all. And I'm also thankful for my sisters and my mom and dad.
I'll take that. I'll take it. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead. You're on.
I know that.
You want to just come on out here.
That's okay. Light is killing me.
Everybody can see you.
I can't see them. Wait a minute. No. Okay. I wasn't going to come up here, but my husband told me this morning that even though he can't stand for a long time, he was thankful for his wife.
Yay, Alan.
And so, but the other thing, I was... just thanking God that, oh man, this light is killing me. I'm sorry guys, the light is really hurting. That God, he leads, he guides, and he directs our steps. And in the good stuff and in the bad stuff,
yes,
that yes. It tells us in everything that we should give thanks, because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us and concerning him. It's like he's the one that's directing our life and leading us. And I was feeling kind of rotten you know, just to be honest. But it just, when the really bad stuff happens, you know, like you go, like, I'm supposed to be giving God thanks for that? Are you kidding? Yeah. You know, going to his word and asking him to strengthen you and help you to hold on to him in mm-hmm. the hard times.
Yeah.
And I just like to say, I am so thankful to God. I should not be here. I was born before I was supposed to be born, and I guess in the eighth month or the seventh. And I've been blessed to be a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. He chose me before I chose him. Mm. I got to be a little sister, which all my sisters remind me, I'm the baby. I'm not the baby. I'm just a little sister. And I get to be a mom. I get to be a grandma. I get to be a great-grandma. And I'm just thankful to God that I am here to be used by him in whatever way he wants to use me. And I thank Jesus that he thought I was the person to do the job that he has for me.
Thank you very much, Carla. That's wonderful.
I'm thankful that we have the choice of the rough path or the smooth path. And I'm thankful for life.
It's a wonderful thing. Come on. Go ahead, John.
My name is John Rhodes. And Thursday night, I was coming home from our small group meeting driving down Walnut. And in between the two railroad tracks, all of a sudden, I saw a deer. So I put on my brakes. I knew I was going to get hit, so I looked at my rear view window, and the deer stopped. So I'm looking at this 6-point buck. I don't know which one of us was more scared, but I'm thankful for God's sense of humor and his grace.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for Anakin and Willow and my family.
For who? Who was that again? You're thankful for what?
Anakin, Willow, and my family.
I always have to ask parents for translations.
Anakin is a cat.
Oh, okay, Anakin.
And Willow.
Anakin is a cat.
Okay, I thought Anakin was Skywalker. And I was thinking, you know, well, okay.
That's what I was thinking, too.
They're both cats. And I'm thankful for Finn. Finn's dog.
The dog. Okay. You know, it's not normal that we give thanks for cats, is it? Oh, I'm joking. Some of you like cats. Okay. Come on. Go ahead.
I'm going to give thanks for cats, too. Cats are wonderful, man. First of all, I'm not going to do a whole Pastor Phil spiel and everything this year, so. Yeah. Just a couple things I'm thankful for. Coming into this year was really difficult because the uncertainty of everything was just weighing on my heart, Megan's heart, and my parents who are back there. Dad attended service this morning. And God kind of picked us up and turned us around this year. And so I'm ever so grateful to him for that. The other thing is Danny over there and his wife Kelsey started up their Bible study service this year, and I'm ever so grateful to them. Just love on you guys so much. Thank you, man. And the other thing was, this was kind of correlating to this passage we recently finished in Colossians last week. And the highlighted verse says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should, and be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. And to me, that speaks volumes into how our Christian walk is supposed to be laid out. It's not going to be easy, but we always got to be thankful and just be grateful for that next blessing that comes along. So, thanks.
Thank you. Go ahead, young lady.
My name is Gracie, and I'm thankful for family, love, and other things that help us in the world.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm Juanette, and at my age, I have literally hundreds and thousands of things to be thankful for, individual things. But I'm not going to go through them all. I'm just going to say that God is faithful. I'm so thankful today for his faithfulness. He has never let me down and never will. And each of you can have that same assurance if you will trust Christ as your Savior. He is faithful.
Amen. Thank you very much, Juanette. And just take a break for just a second. Hold on for a second. Here you go. I'm going to hand this to you. One of the things that you find, and some of you who are here know the backstories, if you will, of what some people are sharing. One of the things that is a common element, we tend to say, well, if I win the lottery, I thank the Lord for that. And if somebody gives me a new car, I thank the Lord for that. And whatever. We have our good and our bad files, and everything goes in. But when you are walking with the Lord, you often find that it's the opposite. That, as James says, you consider it joy when you go through various trials, because you discover that even in those times, that's really when you can see God more clearly. And you know what Carla has shared and others, that's something that always strikes me. God is real. And therefore, he shows himself when our needs are real as well. You have anything that goes in line with that?
Well, you know what? My name is Steve Rice, and I just recently had hip surgery. Well, prior to that, I should say, is the surgery was postponed about three times. So, you know, I mean, I am grateful to God for not just the hip surgery that went well, and I'm standing here on my own two feet without support. But, you know, he's just so good. I mean, he does things for us that we can't even imagine at times, you know, and just to give thanks to him. But, you know, on this day of Thanksgiving, I'm going to remind myself and you of a prayer that we prayed prayer group this morning, is that it's not just to be thankful on one day, but it's to be thankful every day of the year. And it's the same thing with Christmas. We don't celebrate Christmas once a day, once a year. We celebrate it every day of the year. So if you look at it in that sense of the word, then you got more to be thankful for than you realize. I am so grateful and thankful to my God that he is the one that I serve.
Thank you, Steve. That's wonderful. And thank the Lord that you are up and doing much better. Come on out here you can go right there, just there. There you go. Okay.
I am thankful for my mommy, daddy, Isaac, and my dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats are both getting good thanks this morning. Come on out. Go ahead.
We're memorizing Genesis 1 about God's creation, and one of the favorite things that God created was the flowers.
That's great. Go ahead.
My name is Daniel. I'm one of the elders here at New Braunfels Bible Church, and I am grateful for God's patience. The more you study the scriptures, the more you spend time in his word, you will see that God is a patient God. And I am grateful that his patience has allowed for us in this time to have a chance. Because if he wiped out humanity at the flood, that would be a God without patience. If he, on Jesus' first coming, said, "That's it, I'm a God of judgment," then we would not have a chance. He's a God of patience. And with all the turmoil around us, with all of the darkness and the people who reject our God, the people who will tell us that we are fools for following this God, with children being taught so much anti-God, it's easy to start thinking that it's hopeless, that maybe all of our solutions have to be political. And a God of patience, who is also a faithful God, is to be praised. He is patient with us in our folly. He is patient with the world, but there will come a day when his patience is over. So I am grateful for that patience, and I'm just grateful for those who will be faithful in this time of patience to preach the gospel and preach the truth.
That was the Apostle Peter, who knew a lot about patience of the Lord, because Peter was the one who kept goofing up. And God, through Jesus Christ, kept being patient with him. And he wrote at the end of his epistle, "The Lord is not slow the way that we think he might be slow, but he is patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful thing? He wants everyone. Come on out. You need to come on out, and you need to come on out. Go ahead.
She was right. Slides are bad. My name is Tracy Valentine. I've been coming here a very long time. And some of you know me, some of you don't. I'm pretty good at slipping in, slipping out. I'm pretty quiet. But I want to tell you that this is my home. You are my family. And I appreciate that. Thank you to every one of you that has shared your children, your grandchildren that are visiting. I work with the kids upstairs, and that's where I'm comfortable. But I cherish every one of you that has touched me, whether it's been a smile or a hello. I do appreciate it. So don't think that the smallest thing you do is not important. Mm. The smallest thing God has done is important, whether it was a deer on that railroad track. He got him off. God is with us every step of the way. Whatever you're facing, I've faced a lot and I have a lot coming. But God is patient, he's faithful, and he's here. So just ask him. Sometimes I don't know what to say. A lot of times I don't know what to say, especially around adults. And I'll close my eyes at night and I'm alone. And I'll just say, "God, I don't have the words, but you do." Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm trying to say. So if you don't know what to say, it's okay. God knows your heart.
Boy, Tracy, that was really rich. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Hi, my name is Larry Lester, and this is my wife, Candy. I, too, am grateful for God's patience. Well, I would have been in hell a long time ago. Anyway, you know, we came from California in 2015, and we were looking for a church when we first moved down here. And we went to Oak Park Baptist because they were having a Christmas special. And we ended up going there for a couple months. And that place is so big. And if you don't get there early enough, you go in the overflow room and you get to watch a sermon on TV. Anyway, then we tried another church in Starsville, which was not to our likings. And then this church here had a Easter play. And Diane, Candy, and I, we all came to it. And we ended up coming here and making this our home. So I am thankful for all of y'all, this congregation, for making us feel very at home. This church is full of love, and I've never had a one-on-one relationship with the pastor, Pastor Phil, and his wife, his beautiful wife, Jenny. I don't know if you can hear my heartbeat. I'm about as nervous as the one-legged bullfrog on the freeway. I'm not a good speaker, but I want to thank Candy also for, man, she got me off the fence on religion. I was one of those guys that wouldn't, everything's going good. You forget about God. When everything goes bad, you're cursing God. And that was the kind of person I was growing up. I was brought over to America when I was 2 years old. And my dad was an atheist and my mom was a Christian, but we always moved around and I always go to different churches, and we always go to the closest church that was near our home where we moved to. So I ended up going to a Methodist, Baptist, and whatever. So I grew up with all kinds of thoughts on religion. And now since I'm, getting at that age, I'm retiring here in New Brunswick, and I just want to thank y'all for having this church and making this church up, because y'all are beautiful people. Thank you.
Go ahead.
And I just want to thank everyone also. And we can really talk, Larry and I, so I'm just thankful that we shortened it.
Thanks, Candy. Thank God for you guys. Come on out.
We're going through a season right now, a long season, and we're still kind of in the season. We don't know when the end of the tunnel is, but I wanted to say this in front of y'all, because I don't say it enough to the Lord. I think I gripe more, but I want to thank the Lord for our season. The hardships, the struggles, because when I look back on just this, especially this past year and where we're heading, he's been so faithful, and he's brought growth, clinging more than ever. He's brought our family closer together. So I thank the Lord so much for the seasons in our life, the valleys,
yes,
so to speak. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
My name is Dave Porter, and I'm thankful for God's gifts. Gifts unseen, gifts realized, gifts yet to come. Every perfect gift comes from above. And my perfect gift, I was given 40 years ago. We celebrated our 40th anniversary this year. Five of her happiest. They weren't concurrent. But it's the blessings that he has given me with somebody that I know that it's his gift, because she's the only one, unequivocally, who could put up with me for 40 years.
Amen. Just kidding.
I used to be thankful for pastors. I'm over that now.
That's good.
But I'm also thankful for these little gifts, grandchildren, grandkids, and what I call GKTs, grandkid tracks, things you see on the doors, the little nose prints and the fingerprints, and things you find late at night when the lights are out. But I love them. And I love these kids. And I thank God for these gifts and for the ones who bring them.
Yes, amen. Thank you. Come on in. Thanks.
Hi.
Okay. You can step right up to this.
Oh, I'm
this
good.
Is like the magic spot.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm Megan. I'm shy.
Hi, Megan.
Hi. I just want to say I'm thankful for my family and my friends and definitely my pets. And I'm just thankful for the life that God has given me, for giving me strength right now, because the Lord knows I am having a mini heart attack. I am so scared. And my sister's filming this. But yeah, I just want to thank everybody here and thank everyone in the world, you know, for everything, because without them, you know, I'm just thankful.
That is wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. All right, girls, do you want the microphone?
Yeah.
You do? Okay, come on out here. You want to? Are they all coming together?
I think they're sisters.
Oh, okay. You coming together? Here you go. Thank you.
I'm thankful for making pictures for everyone because they keep me safe.
Okay, go ahead. Go. You want to say something? You want to say thank you?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping me. Who
were you? What did she say?
She said thank you for finding.
For what?
For fixing her toys.
For fixing her toys. Is that it? Oh, good. Great. Whew. Boy. All right. Okay, thank you. Here, I'll hand that to you. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for my whole family and friends.
Thank you. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you for my mommy and daddy and my sister.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Well, I'm going
to
go.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, I'm Karina. I'm fairly new here. And I had this awesome privilege last week to just have alone time. My husband gave me alone time from the kids, which was nice. And during that time, I just sat and reflected on all the things that happened in my life. And I just realized I am so thankful for God's hand on every situation. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in the situation, it always feels like, oh, this is awful. Like, what's happening? But I just looked at how everything kind of worked perfectly to where I am right now. And if you would have asked me, you know, 10 years ago, where do you think you'd be? I would not have said here. I married a Nepali guy after going there on missions. I never expected my life to end up where it is. But here I am, and I can see that it was all God's will. And many plans were in my mind, but it was the Lord that determined my steps. That's the verse that I have to live by. So yes, that's what I'm thankful for.
Thank you very much. Are you just hiding back there, or are you coming out? You don't need to hide behind the barrier here, guys. You just come on down and stand over on the side. Go ahead.
I'm Terry. I have an abundance of things to be thankful for. I have a wonderful husband who's provided into our retirement years, into his retirement years, worked hard. I have 3 healthy children and 6 healthy grandchildren. I have a job that I love to go to work to every day, and I'm a teacher. I teach second grade. And this past week, God was impressing on my heart to lead my second graders through a season of cultivating their hearts for thankfulness. And so what I started to talk to them about, because this is where kids are at, as we've seen this morning, dogs and cats. And I was like, you know, if you have to clean up after your pet, is there anything you can be thankful for? And they were like, well, having a pet. And I said, can you be thankful for the dog hair everywhere and the cat litter that you have to clean because it means you have a pet? Oh, yeah. And so they wrote little letters to God, and some of them addressed them to their parents instead of to God. And one little boy took a letter home, and I heard from his parents the next day. They said, why is he thankful for dog hair? But part of that conversation was, you know, as an adult, I can be thankful for things, and I am, for dirty dishes, because it means I have plenty of food to eat, you know. For a roof over my head, even if it's leaky, it's not, but if it was, it meant I had shelter, you know. I think I've always tried to live my life with the glass being half full, you know, or completely full, really. There's so many things. We are supposed to thank God in every circumstance, even the bad times, and look on the bright side because, you know, maybe our house is falling down, but at least we have a house, right? So.
You know, it is interesting what you, I'm going to hitchhike on what you said, because we think of the glass half full or the glass half empty. I think Scripture's admonition to us is to remember that our cup runneth over. And it really does with blessings. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello. Good morning, still. Well, anyways, I'm just calling and talking and saying that we should all thank God for Jesus, number one of all. Amen. Not only would none of us be here if he had never come, but none of us would even exist or be saved or have warm days and cool days and ice cream and candy and soda pop and pizza
and dogs and cats
and life and vistas to see and happy evenings and relatives and parents and everyone who's ever loved us. All of those came from Jesus and from the Son of God, who he is. And just thank God Almighty, because he's great, awesome.
Thank you. You know, there is a lot of theology that comes through here. Colossians says that all things came into being through Jesus, and that he upholds all things. John 1, Jesus was before all things, and all things came into being through him. So, as the Word, God Almighty, the second person of the Trinity, we have everything to thank him for. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. I'm Clark, and I've got five things to be thankful for, and I'll go through them quickly. Give a colonel a microphone. He likes to talk. But I'm thankful for my lovely wife, Judy. We celebrated 37 years this week. She is a godly woman, a praying woman, a woman who looks forward to his coming again. And that's a great reminder each and every day that I get. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for my parents and the godly example that they have given me. They raised me to love Jesus and love the church and serving. And so we got to spend a week with them. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for Sean and the praise team. They do an awesome job each week. And while my dad doesn't appreciate drums and basses, I do. I think it's great. So thank you to the musicians and participating. And the fourth is I'm thankful for God's Word and for the privilege to teach it. I'm thankful for my Sunday school class and the fact that most of them are mature Christians, and they know more than I do, and so I can't phone in my Sunday school lesson each week. They keep me in the Word, and they keep me on my knees in preparation each week, and so I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the guys that give me a break. So when I go on vacation or in the summertime, we've got a string of men that come in and do the same. They come in, and they prepare, and they present God's Word. And sometimes I get to listen to them, and I get to hear the Word from a different perspective than I have, and it's pretty awesome. So I'm very thankful for that and for this church. And so, thanks, John.
Amen. Those are all great things. Hi, you're back. Now you're going to talk. Go ahead. What are you thankful for this morning?
Thankful for Dad, Mom, and sisters, for God.
Is that it? Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm Lindsay Porter. I just want to say I'm thankful for my husband supporting our family, and Becky and Dave Porter being there for us all through the rough times. I'm blessed to have my kids, even though they can drive me crazy sometimes, but I'm always there for them, trying to provide for them the best I can. Just want to say thankful for my Bible study group that's also been there for me, Daniel, Elizabeth Mitchell, and all the rest that's also in there. Y'all have really been a blessing to our family. So.
That's great. Thanks, Lindsay. All right, young man, put that microphone right up there like an ice cream cone and talk clear.
Well, Lord, can you please help me out with...
Say that again?
Lord, can you please help me out with whatever I have? Because I've been sniffling and coughing constantly throughout the past 2 mornings, for yesterday, almost the entire day, and almost all this morning.
Are you better now?
I'm not actually, sir, because I still feel really sniffly. No.
Can you just sniff once for us? Yeah, that's good. Okay. Well, sure, I'm glad
and
that you're able.
And please help our mom because she is going through some hardship with keeping this family together. My family together because we are crazy a whole lot. So Lord, just please help her out.
Oh, that's great. Top that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard to top your own son.
Yeah, I know.
No, well, I'm thankful God's kept me in his loving watch and has led me to my husband and allowed us to grow our family and just heal really well. And we're expecting another one here in December. So I'm
praise
thankful that we have that great community and family, and he's led us to this church that's just really brought everybody together and grown us as people
lovely.
And as a group.
Praise the Lord. Come on out, Sarah. By the way, on this side, you have no waiting. It's like, you know, the quick aisle at HEB. You come right down here, get right in. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, Hi. I said this at youth group, but I mean, most of you guys aren't at youth group, so I'm going to stay here. But I'm just really thankful for my parents, my mom and dad. My mom, she's the most wisest person I've ever met, and I'm so blessed to grow under her care. And why am I, my throat, okay.
I'm waiting for you to thank the Lord for your brother.
thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters.
There.
I'm so thankful for my dad. He's in a lot of pain all the time, but he never complains, and he never fails to provide for us and mentor us and care for us and love us. And I can only pray to one day marry a guy like him. So,
praise the Lord. Go ahead.
I'm thankful for God's loving mercy and his grace and sending his son, Jesus Christ, to free us from death. And I'm thankful for seeing many of you share the wonderful things and the goodness of God and the wonderful grace that I see amongst mm-hmm. all of you. And I'm thankful for a family that loves me and cares dearly for me. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful to see them and see the joys throughout life. And most of all, in those times of hardship and times of others, I'm so grateful for God's companionship and his presence and his never-ending and never-failing love. I think that's probably a good summary of the gratefulness of my heart towards the loving Father that is always there.
Amen. That is wonderful, wonderful. You're on. What are you thankful for this morning?
Well, I've been running some kind of marathon ever since the school year started, so I'm super, super thankful for Thanksgiving break because now I can breathe for at least a week.
How's it gone?
Like so far?
School.
Oh, it's been going and going and going. How's it gone?
Thank God for those times of trial. Yes. Go ahead, hand it off. Come on out. You're coming back for seconds? All right. One more time.
I'm thankful for Jesus.
Go ahead.
Whoops. My name's Don Bailey, and I'm just glad to be here. This is my 13th celebration of Thanksgiving service at this church, and I want to know why I wasn't invited to the other two.
Go
I'm really thankful for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Maxie and I have approximately 14 grandchildren and approximately 14 or 15 great-grandchildren. And I'll tell you why they're great, every one of them. As a matter of fact, if I'd had my choice, I wouldn't have had any grandchildren. I would have had all great-grandchildren. But one reason that I am really thankful for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren is I came along at a time when my grandparents were no longer on earth. And I never had that relationship. So I prayed for to live long enough to have some grandchildren. And what I just told you about having 28 or 29 grandchildren, you might be careful about what you pray for. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, just before Cal shares, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to say thank you publicly to the Lord for anything this morning, come out now, because in a few minutes we're going to be closing. So come out now if you want to.
This morning, one of the hymns we sang was "Great is Thy Faithfulness," and many people have already commented on that. It is one of my favorite songs because there's a line in there that I think of every day. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. And it's so true. It's not everything I want he provides. He provides all I need. And I have always been a materialist, so I have thought in terms of material things. And yet, as I have come to know Jesus Christ more intimately over the last 27 years, I found out those are spiritual things. Those are friends and family, not just things. And spiritual growth, he has provided that too. And that has been much more important to me in my personal growth and my personal life than all the material things that could possibly come about. I am thankful this morning that I've had the opportunity to learn about what God's provision means, because I met my wife about 28 years ago. Her name is Jan, and she's the one who led me through going back to church to find Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I am so grateful to her. I'm grateful for her patience. She has more than Peter, I think. And I'm also thankful for this church. This church has been immensely valuable to me to grow in my spiritual life, not only because of the pastor, the worship team, the classes, the ministries, all the opportunities to grow in my faith and my life are provided right here at New Braunfels Bible Church. And I just don't understand why everybody else in this community isn't in this sanctuary. They are missing a big chance. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done.
Amen.
You're a wonderful God.
All I have needed, your hand has provided. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, want to go out? Sorry.
I'm thankful for this guy. Cal, I was just thinking along the same lines. And actually, I saw this funny little cartoon on the internet this week when I was wasting time. And it was actually talking about this Thanksgiving, Christmas season. And so a man woke up in his bed and he's wrapped from head to toe in wrapping paper. And so was his wife. And he pulls it off and he goes, "Hey, I'm alive. Hey, I've got a wife. I love you. And then he went through the house, and the kids were wrapped in wrapping paper, and the light switch was, look, it goes on and off. We have lights. And so he was just, you know, the whole point was he was thankful for all the little things that we often don't even think about, we take for granted. The shower curtain was wrapping paper. There was a bow on the top of the shower, and he's like, we have water, we have running water. And it was just kind of one of those, yeah, I get it. Being thankful for things we don't even normally think about, and I am very thankful for those things. But then you think about it, when those things are taken away from you, and sometimes they are, we've been listening to children being thankful for their pets and their parents, and as the kids get a bit older, they're thankful for Jesus, and then the teens can't, well, I'm not sure what the teens are thankful for, but...
They're thankful for school.
Yeah. Right? And then as we get older, we start to think a bit deeper. We're thankful for what Jesus has done in our lives. We're thankful that he's faithful, that he's always there. And I just think I've been learning that more this year. I'm thankful that when things are not the way we want them to be, when things have been taken away from us, whether it's friendships or work or people in our lives that have come and gone and things just don't feel right, God is still there. He is still faithful. And you could take everything away, and if you still have Jesus, you've got everything. And I'm just very thankful for that.
Thank you. There's a book, some of you have read it probably, Jesus Plus Nothing Equals Everything. It's in a lovely little book just to remind us of that truth. All right, we're in the closing stages now. Go ahead. Introduce yourself and tell us what you're thankful for.
My name is Noah. I'm thankful for having a wonderful family. I'm thankful for my dad who hasn't given up on me and my mom, even though, you know, I put them through a lot of stuff. You know, they care and they want me to succeed in life, and I couldn't ask for any better parents than that.
Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for, you know, God giving me the strength to, you know, not giving up in school and trying my best, even though I do it at the last minute. I'm thankful for my brothers and my sisters, and I'm thankful for life.
Thanks. That's great. Sometimes we give thanks and confession at the same time. Just wait. Go ahead, Jacob.
Good morning, guys. I wish I could just, you know, yell this because I'm not a big fan of microphones, so bear with me. But just real quick, I'd like to thank all the brave servicemen and women in this country. Without y'all, this country would not exist. Yeah. We would not have the freedoms, nor would we have this church. We would not be able to have this wonderful religion that we have without y'all. So thank y'all. In February, I am leaving for boot camp, where I will try earning the title of a United States Marine. So I'd like to, hurrah. I thank all of y'all for all the hard work, my parents for guiding me in this position, and God for just giving this opportunity for me. It's been a blessing, my life from now, parents who have adopted me and took me under their wing and have loved me. So now I get to use everything that I've learned from all of y'all, from them, to try to succeed in boot camp. So I thank y'all for that. But I'd also like to thank y'all for just this wonderful, wonderful family y'all have given us, and my family and me especially. So thank y'all for that.
Thank you, Jacob. Go ahead. You can hand it off. Yes.
I'm really thankful for the God giving you amazing people when things go south or you want to give up. God gives you these amazing friends and family that just really help you out and get you where you need to be.
Thank God for that. Go ahead. You can give it to Duke. Yes.
Hey, my name's Isaac, and I'm thankful for my family up there. Hey, Uriah. I'm thankful for another little brother coming on the way. God save us all. And I'm thankful for a God that cares about every little choice we make and every decision, every movement we make. Because he has a plan for all of us, and he cares. So, thankful for that. And that's about it.
That's wonderful. That's a big thing. Thank you, Isaac. Duke, you're gonna land the plane here.
First off, this is a little hard for me because I'm kind of a bashful guy. And,
yeah, you know, he really is.
Quiet and, you know, soft-spoken. anyway, first off, I got to, you know, thank Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins. I'd have to especially thank my wife, Pat, for have putting up with me for over 50 years. She's, I couldn't have made it this far without her. You know, she's just done so much. I want to thank you for my Bible group, our study group, for putting up with me. And Phil and this whole congregation and all the great folks here. And I have to say kudos to that young man. It's going into the Marine Corps. Hoorah! And again, thank you for our forefathers and all them for getting America started and giving us the freedoms and the rights that our service members have done and kept doing for all these years, and for all the future vets and all the people that keep our country and keep us free and give us the right to be in a congregation like this and having the freedom of religion. So thank you all.
Very welcome to the Lord. In just a minute, we're going to sing a song. We're going to let our songs of praise that have been welling up in our hearts, and perhaps as you've listened to somebody else share, you were saying to yourself, you know, I'm thankful for that too. Do you know that God hears that? It isn't just those who come up, but this is a wonderful reminder of all the things we are thankful for. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have a song, and then I'm going to give you directions. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, for all of these who have shared from their heart, whether it was something that might seem to us a small thing, like a pet, or thanking God for their families, or thanking God for their the break from school, or friends, for the church family. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for who you are and your faithfulness to us. And in this day, Lord, everything that we say thank you for resounds with a thank you to you. Thank you for being you. We love you. In Jesus' name.